Welcome to episode 1432 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Do not desire to possess anything that belongs to another person, not a house, a wife, a husband, a slave, an ox, a donkey, or anything else.
Paul writes something deeply personal about coveting in Romans 7, verses 7 and 8.
What shall we say then? Is the law sinful? Certainly not. Nevertheless, I would not have known what sin was had it not been for the law. For I would not have known what coveting really was if the law had not said, "You shall not covet." But sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, produced in me every kind of coveting.
Paul is saying something profound. The commandment against coveting did not stop him from coveting. Instead, the commandment revealed his coveting. The commandment exposed what was already there in his heart. This is the unique power of the 10th commandment. The first 9 commandments deal with actions. You can obey them through discipline. You can avoid murder, can avoid theft, can avoid adultery. You can refrain from these actions, perhaps through sheer willpower. But the 10th commandment forbids a desire, and you cannot simply stop desiring through willpower alone. Paul describes his struggle in subsequent verses.
I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing.
This is Paul's confession. The apostle knows what is right. He wants to do what is right, but he cannot do it. He keeps doing what he hates. This is the crisis the 10th commandment creates. You can know coveting is wrong, can understand intellectually that coveting leads to destruction, can be disciplined about external behavior, but you cannot discipline your desires through willpower alone. Paul is honest about this.
I fail. I know the law, but I cannot obey it through my own effort.
Modern psychology confirms what Paul discovered. Willpower has limits. Research shows willpower is a finite resource. People can exercise self-control for a time, but eventually willpower depletes. When willpower is depleted, people do what they actually want to do. A study by Roy Baumeister found people who exert self-control in one area have less willpower available for other areas. If you spend your willpower avoiding one temptation, you have less capacity to resist another. This means you cannot simply resolve to stop coveting and then maintain that resolution through discipline. Eventually, your willpower will weaken. And then your covetous desire will express itself. This is why so many diets fail. Why so many people who resolve to stop spending eventually spend again. Why people who commit to stopping various behaviors often find themselves repeating them. Willpower alone is insufficient. Discipline alone cannot transform desire. But Paul identifies something important about the law. The law is not meant to save us. It is meant to reveal us, meant to expose the sinful desires we hide even from ourselves. Galatians 3, verse 24.
The law was our guardian to lead us to Christ, so that we might be justified by faith.
The law is a guardian. Its job is to reveal the truth about us. It shows us we cannot save ourselves through obedience, shows us we need something beyond ourselves. Specifically, the 10th commandment reveals what we actually desire. It exposes the covetousness that hides in our hearts. It says, "Do not covet." And when we hear that commandment, we recognize ourselves. We recognize that we do covet. We recognize that we cannot simply stop. John Newton was a slave trader who transported enslaved Africans for profit. He knew slavery was wrong, wrestled with guilt about it. He even called himself the great sinner. Yet for years, despite his knowledge and his internal conflict, he continued in the slave trade because the wealth it provided was compelling. His coveting of the profit was stronger than Newton's moral conviction. Only after a spiritual conversion, an encounter with grace that transformed not just his knowledge but his desires, did Newton actually leave the slave trade. He later became an abolitionist and wrote Amazing Grace, the hymn reflecting his own transformation. Newton's life illustrates perfectly that knowing something is wrong is not enough to stop doing it. Only grace, that transforms desire, produces real change. Most smokers know smoking is harmful. Studies show 70% of smokers want to quit. Many have tried multiple times, but the desire to smoke is stronger than the desire to quit. The smoker knows smoking is wrong, but the smoker cannot simply stop through willpower. A person addicted to spending knows their spending is unsustainable, knows they are accumulating debt, understands intellectually that should stop. But the desire to buy, to have, to keep up with others, is stronger than the desire to be financially responsible. The person knows what is right but cannot do it. Many in toxic relationships understand they are in harmful situations. Friends tell them to leave. They tell themselves to leave. But the desire to stay, the hope that things will change, the fear of being alone, these are stronger than the desire to protect themselves. They know what is right but cannot do it. Even kids recognize that excessive social media use is unhealthy. They know it fuels comparison and coveting. People of all ages resolve to spend less time on social media. But the desire to check, to see what others are doing, to feed the comparison, this is stronger than putting down the device. They know what is right, but cannot do it. In each case, there is a gap between knowledge and action. There is a gap between knowing something is wrong and being able to stop. This gap creates a crisis. If you cannot change through willpower, if you cannot transform through discipline, what hope is there? Paul describes his desperation in Romans 7, 24 and 25.
What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord.
In his desperation, Paul recognizes he cannot rescue himself. His answer is, Jesus. Jesus rescues. Jesus delivers. Jesus does what we cannot do. This is the limit of the 10th commandment. It exposes coveting. It reveals that coveting is sin. But the commandment cannot transform desire, cannot make us stop coveting. Only grace can do that. Only a power beyond ourselves can transform what we desire. This is why Paul teaches about grace. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10.
By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect.
Paul is saying, I am not what I am because I disciplined myself. I am what I am because of grace. Grace did what my willpower could not do. Grace transforms not just behavior, but desire. Changes not just what you do, but what you want. When you experience grace, experience being loved unconditionally, experience forgiveness, something shifts internally. You begin to want different things. You begin to desire what God desires instead of what your flesh desires. Galatians 2, verse 20.
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Paul's desires have been transformed. He no longer lives according to his own desires. His desires have been transformed by his encounter with Christ's love. Where are you trying to change through willpower alone? Where do you know what is right, but cannot seem to do it? Where do you need grace rather than discipline? Notice where you are struggling. Notice where you know something is wrong, but cannot seem to stop. Rather than trying harder, try something different. Rather than increasing discipline, try increasing connection. Connect with God. Connect with trusted people. Share your struggle. Ask for grace. Ask for help. Acknowledge you cannot transform yourself. The 10th commandment reveals coveting. It shows us that we covet. But the commandment cannot stop us from coveting. Discipline cannot transform desire. Willpower alone is insufficient. What we need is grace. What we need is a power beyond ourselves. What we need is transformation that comes not from our effort, but from encountering God's love. Paul's struggle is our struggle. His discovery is our discovery. We cannot save ourselves. We need grace. We need Jesus. Father, help us acknowledge the limits of our willpower. Help us stop trying to transform ourselves through discipline alone. Help us recognize coveting reveals our need for something beyond ourselves. Help us accept your grace. Help us experience the transformation that comes not from our effort, but from your love. And help us understand true change comes not from knowing what is right, but from being loved into wholeness. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.